Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Ich darf Sie herzlich willkommen heißen hier in der Sezession. Ich freue mich sehr, dass Sie gekommen sind zu unserem Abend zu Ehren von Robert Adrian, den wir zusammen mit dem Kunstradio veranstalten. Und ich danke dir, Elisabeth, für diese Initiative. Das ist wirklich eine tolle Zusammenarbeit von zwei Institutionen, denen, glaube ich, auch der Robert Adrian sehr verbunden war. Ich darf das Wort an dich übergeben.
Ja, wir haben ja eine Stunde vorbereitet, also nicht zu lang, nicht zu kurz. Und auch vielen Dank an die Sezession, dass wir heute hier sein können, und an alle Künstler und Künstlerinnen und alle Sprecher und Sprecherinnen und an euch alle, dass ihr gekommen seid. Nur ganz kurz das Programm: Roberto Baci Dello wird dann auf der Klarinette spielen, dann spricht die Künstlerin und Professorin Ruth Schnell, die auch Mitglied der Sezession ist und eben den Sezessionspart übernimmt, weil der Bob war ja auch Mitglied der Sezession, deswegen sind wir auch hier. Dann performen Elen Productions, also Andrea Sodomka, Norbert Matt und Martin Breindl. Danach spricht der Künstler, Kurator und Theoretiker Armin Medosch. Und nach dem Armin spielen noch W. Pingling und Volkmar Klien ein Stück von Volkmar Klien. Air Pressure in Transition, oder? Variations, ich mache es immer falsch. Auf jeden Fall, trotz des traurigen Anlasses, wünsche ich uns einen schönen Abend. Und bitte jetzt den Robert.
Thank you. Liebe Mitglieder der Sezession, liebe Heidi, geschätzte Freundinnen und Freunde von Bob Adrian, ich möchte am Beginn allen ebenfalls herzlich danken, die diese Gedenkveranstaltung ermöglichen, der Organisatorin Elisabeth Zimmermann, der Sezession, aber im Besonderen Ihnen allen, die heute gekommen sind, um dieses Andenken an Bob Adrian X gemeinsam zu teilen. Mir wurde die Aufgabe übertragen, Sie am heutigen Abend in Vertretung von Herwig Kempinger, dem Präsidenten der Sezession, zu begrüßen und anlässlich der heutigen Gedächtnisveranstaltung über Bob Adrian X zu sprechen. Nicht detaillierter über seine Arbeit, das wird in der Folge Armin Medosch tun. Mehr möchte ich kurz an seine Positionen als Künstlerkollege erinnern und an die Persönlichkeit dieses Mannes, der mehr als ein halbes Leben in Wien lebte und arbeitete. Hätte ich diese Anfrage seitens der Sezession nicht bekommen, ich säß in diesem Augenblick in einem Flugzeug in Richtung Hongkong. Ich konnte den Flug verschieben und das erzähle ich Ihnen, weil es mir eine große, wenngleich sehr traurige Ehre ist, diese kurze Rede zu halten. In Erinnerung, als Verabschiedung und als Dank an eine wichtige Künstlerpersönlichkeit. Bob Adrian war ein wirklich relevanter Künstlerkollege. Sein Tod bedeutet einen schweren Verlust für uns alle, die wir seiner heute gedenken, und ebenso einen schweren Verlust für die österreichische und internationale Medienkunst. Ich habe ihn gekannt als Künstler, dem der gesamte konzeptuelle, theoretische und ideelle Möglichkeitsraum von Kunst überaus wichtig war, über die von ihm selbst erforschten elektronischen Räume hinaus. Und ich habe ihn kennengelernt als Menschen, der immer ein konstruktiver, präziser und analytischer Gesprächspartner war und gleichzeitig in hohem Maße bescheiden. Jemand, der sich selbst nicht so wichtig zu nehmen schien. Diese Bescheidenheit war aus meinem Blickwinkel heraus unangebracht. Denn blickt man auf dieses viele Jahre umspannende, großartige künstlerische Werk, dann sieht man ein Kontinuum der Auseinandersetzung mit gesellschaftlichen Fragen und mit den jeweils neuesten technologischen Entwicklungen sowie deren Implikationen. Mit intellektueller Schärfe, mit künstlerischer Leidenschaft und Gespür für Relevantes hat sich Bob Adrian dieser avancierten Technologien angenommen. Und wenn jemand die Gegenwart durchleuchtet, aus dem Blickwinkel fast noch zukünftiger Ereignisse heraus, dann wird er retrospektiv von der Geschichte gerne Pionier genannt. Robert Adrian war ein solcher Kunstpionier. Damals noch als Studentin beeindruckte mich sein Werk in den frühen 80er Jahren immens. Später durfte ich ihn in dieser damals speziell agilen österreichischen Medienkunst-Community persönlich kennenlernen. Ich denke, dass in dieser Zeit einerseits die Kunst eine gewisse Freude am Konzeptuellen und am radikal nicht vereinnehmbaren hatte und dass andererseits im Bereich der Technologien Weichen gestellt wurden für Fragen und Probleme, die uns heute und jetzt beschäftigen. Überwachung, Vernetzung, die Verschiebung von Machtstrukturen in einer vom elektronischen Code determinierten Welt. Ich möchte daher an dieser Stelle zwei Arbeiten aus dieser Zeit nochmals kurz in Erinnerung rufen, die für das Weltengespür von Bob Adrian exemplarisch stehen sollen. Zunächst Surveillance-Überwachung. Am 16. Juni 1981 ließ Bob Adrian X Bildmaterial der Überwachungsmonitore aus dem Kontrollraum der U-Bahn Karlsplatz live in das ORF-Programm einspielen. Den ganzen Tag lang bis zur Sendung 10 vor 10, der Vorgängerin der Zeit im Bild 2. Wo das Projekt in 10 vor 10 wurde das Projekt dann vom Autor ausführlich im Interview vorgestellt. Mit Peter Weibel zusammen habe ich übrigens im Zuge einer Ars Electronica-Dokumentation diese Arbeit 92 in den Archiven des ORF nachgespürt und diese auch gefunden. Als zweite Arbeit die Welt in 24 Stunden konzipiert und realisiert für die Ars Electronica 1982. Hier wurde Linz für 24 Stunden mit 14 anderen Städten verbunden, mit anderen Künstlerinnen in diesen Städten. Simultanität und Austausch wurden damals aufrechterhalten über Telefon bzw. Computer-Timesharing, Telefax und Slow-Scan-Television. Im selben Jahr, 1982, nahm Bob Adrian hier in der Sezession an einer Ausstellung mit dem schönen Titel Künstler, die kamen und blieben teil. Er war lange Zeit ordentliches Mitglied der Sezession, seit Mai 1984, und die Sezession in ihrem beständigen Ringen um Zeitgenossenschaft in ihrer künstlerischen Selbstverwaltung war ihm ein sympathischer Ort. 2006 haben Graf und Züchs das Netzdokumentationsprojekt Nomaden der Zeit, wie ich finde, einen sehr bemerkenswerten Titel, für Protagonistinnen und Protagonisten einer interdisziplinären Kunst ins Leben gerufen. Es sind dort medienkünstlerische Arbeiten, Texte, Biografien dokumentiert. Einige der heute Anwesenden sind auch darunter, Sodom Kapreindl, Armin Medos, Ruth Schnell, aber vor allem Robert Adrian X. Bob Adrian X ist nicht nur Kunstpionier gewesen, sondern er war Nomade der Zeit. Mit diesem poetischen und kraftvollen Wortbild möchte ich schließen.
Auch ich möchte Elisabeth Zimmermann, aber auch Heidi Grundmann und der Familie danken für das Vertrauen, das in mich gesetzt wird, hier einige Worte zu sprechen. Ich habe lange überlegt, ob ich hier Deutsch oder Englisch reden soll. Und quasi in letzter Minute, nachdem doch hier einige Leute sind, die nur Englisch sprechen, habe ich mich doch entschieden, Englisch zu sprechen. Ich hoffe, Sie empfinden das nicht als Belastung. Robert Adrian Smith was born in 1935 into a family of artists in London. In my circles, he is widely known as an art and telecommunications pioneer, as Ruth Schnell already mentioned. But I think it's equally important to also point out that he was a painter and he remained a painter all his life, and he developed an analytic conceptual practice, finding his own answers to the question, what is art? Robert Adrian X never went to an art academy. After finishing high school, he started to practice as an artist, as a painter, straight away. In the early 1960s, he moved to London, where he started a cooperative business of behind glass painting to sustain himself as an artist. In 1969, there he got to know Heidi Grundmann, who was then working as a journalist for BBC World. And they fell in love at the very first moment, Heidi told me a week ago. Bob resettled to Austria in 1972, and in 1974, Marty arrived. In that time, between the late 60s and the early 1970s, he started to abandon the painterly practice of painting and started to develop his analytic paintings. Those were works where he attached paint to very thin, self-sustaining surfaces, thereby literally deconstructing what painting normally means in the series such as Black Silk and the Grey series. Another topic of key importance for him was Duchamp and the notion of the ready-made and also its appropriation in minimal and pop art. Towards the end of the 1970s, Robert Adrian started to create work that made objects out of cheap industrial materials. But it would be wrong to misunderstand those objects as sculptures. They were meter objects, as he called them. They were used for other works in photography and video. One series of works was called Seascape, which consisted of small toy ships, which initially he made to entertain Matty. Another work called 24 Jobs created little figures out of a modeling clay for children to depict himself in 24 different jobs he had taken on to sustain himself while working as an artist in a practice that did not harbor much financial remuneration. Robert Adrian X wrote, and he wrote also very well, I must say. He reflected on his art, and he reflected on this kind of crazy, wild time of the 1970s. I quote, "It seemed that art, or at least painting, was fragmenting, splitting into its components all through the 1970s. The act of painting was played out as performance. Video dealt with narrative. Photography with illusion. The painted object was turned into its own subject matter, while subject matter dematerialized into conceptual texts or manifestos." And I think that's a very significant development which is not enough studied, and I think that those practices also need to be reclaimed for a prehistory of media art. At about the late 1980s was a very intense time where he, on one hand, started to explore the links between the 40s production paradigm and modernism in art, and on the other hand, postmodernism, the codes of image production, and the distribution of new media and the new media condition on the other hand. In 1979, he was participating in a conference called Interplay, which brought him in touch with the world of art and telecommunication. At the same time, he had a solo exhibition at Insam Gallery, and in 1980 was participating in the Biennale of Venice. It is very important to understand how his emerging media or telecommunications projects were against the current at the time. So while the 70s had seen this explosion of different practices with very little in terms of boundaries between disciplines, at about 1980 was this turning point with a real strong renaissance of painting, and also then later a new type of neo-geo, it was called in Vienna, a kind of geometric remodernist art. And at that time, Robert Adrian was introduced to a company called IP Sharp, which was running a global time-sharing network, which is a kind of precursor of the internet. Getting an account on this network, he started to develop Artex, which was probably the first artist-initiated online community. Artex became the organizational hub and platform for a number of seminal art and telecommunications projects. As has already been mentioned, The World in 24 Hours at Ars Electronica 1982, the series of works called Vancouver 1-4, and the work La Plusieurs du Texte, where authorship is often attributed to Roy Ascott, but it was a cooperative project. And of course, also not to forget the formation of the group Blix in 1983, who then also carried out a number of seminal projects. I would also like to mention in 1984 the project Kunstfunk, where here in the Sezession, a studio was set up under the roof, and where amateur radio technology was used to send slow fax television pictures around the world. What is really important is, I think, what also Timothy Truckery wrote in an essay in the catalog of his retrospective at Kunsthalle in 2001, is that Robert Adrian X always remained a kind of adversarial role for art against the dominant structures in society. So he did not glorify the technology, and even in the early 80s, when many people never heard of computer networks, he already emphasized the low-tech character of the technologies that he used. Most important for him in those projects were two things. One, the notion of a new type of space that emerged through those projects between the participants. And secondly, for him, it was most important to bring together the network. So an enduring image of Robert Adrian is him at the telephone, phoning up the other stations who participated in those projects, looking if the line was on, and also the way how he brought together the human artistic network of participants in those projects. So just to mention a few names, the list could be endless, really, and I'm sorry if I forget somebody who is here. Or for The World in 24 Hours, participants were Hank Bull, Helmut Mark, David Garcia, Annie Wright, Roy Ascott, Jupiter Larsen, Eric Gidney, Min Tanaka, Shinobu Kurokawa, and many more. Robert Adrian very early on highlighted the collaborative character of this new emerging network culture. He also then learned the technology and learned to master the technology, and in the 90s he was actually raising from the ground the website of Kunstradio, which is still online and documents this great history of Kunstradio. He was also becoming curator for Steirische Kulturinitiative in 1992 and founded ZeroNet together with Gerfried Stocker, Horst Hörtner and others. And especially in that period, when many young artists like myself and others were first getting in contact with the notion of the internet, network culture, he had a very important role in helping people understanding these networks and showing also as a kind of role model how these projects could be carried out. The project surveillance has already been mentioned, so I will skip that. But Robert Adrian also continued to work this other type of analytic, conceptual, or maybe post-conceptual practice. One particularly great project is Great Moments in Modern Art 1 and 2. The first one shows Yves Klein jumping into the void. The second one shows the aeroplane with which Joseph Beuys allegedly crashed over northern Russia. And another series of projects questioned the media-military complex with a series of works that made toy aeroplanes, like 76 airplanes and other projects in that sort of direction. I think that it is really important to see that there were those two practices which were for him just a continuation of his interest and, as an artist, and also raising this question, what is art, what are the possibilities of art, and how can I meaningfully intervene in this world, what can I do as an artist, and it was all the same for him. But as he sometimes acknowledged, it was not the same for other people, and when he tried to talk in one camp about his work, he faced stony silence and vice versa in the other area. And I think this is an ongoing problem, so allow me a small parenthesis. Really, this type of practices, the art and technology, art and science practices, I somehow sometimes jokingly call them the art that dare not speak its name. In the 1980s, there was a term media art. Later, there was net art. Then there was digital art. But somehow, all these terms maybe too closely referred to an old-fashioned notion of modernistic media specificity. In the 2000s, there was a counter-reaction to that, and the discourse started about the post-media practices. This discourse kind of peaked around 2 years ago when Transmediale Festival officially had the topic of the post-digital. At the same time, I mean, on one hand, we really don't have a name and we really don't have a proper definition of this type of practices within the canon of art. At the same time, it is undeniable that there is a long and distinct legacy that leads from constructivism via concrete art to the Black Mountain College, to EAT, and also things such as the new tendencies in Zagreb to the contemporary art and technology, art and sciences practices. I would go back one step, and rather than talk about post-media, claim that what Robert Adrian did was to question the media condition. He questioned the media condition in his work, in art and in writing. He reflected on the changing media condition in the context of a transition from an industrial to a networked age. One of the foundational problems in philosophy and art is the question of mediation, as brought up by the German philosopher Hegel at the beginning of the 19th century. At the time, there were not yet any modern media, but soon after, there started this growth and explosion of media from photography, telegraphy, via the fast-rotating printing press for newspapers, to finally film and radio and television and so on. So in this question of mediation, which is about the relationship between subject and object, between a society and its representation in the art and culture that it produces, suddenly those technological media inserted themselves. And in this respect, I would say that Robert Adrian was also a member of the Toronto School. The Toronto School of Media Theory, Marshall McLuhan, most well known, but also others, such as Harold Innes and Jack Goody, they found out that the structure of media have an influence on how we can perceive the world. It's not just the signal that matters, but also the structure of the media. And I think what Robert Adrian did was also reflecting on the structure of media, but not as a scholar, but with the means of an artist as a practical and experimental activity. Yet while Robert Adrian truly can be seen as a pioneer of this field, I think it's also important to see not only what he did, but what he avoided doing. He quite consciously avoided the glorification of the technology, and also he never went into this direction of commodity fetishism and idolatry. He also avoided projecting back onto those new apparati, on this new media, the old conception of bourgeois art about the artistic genius and the notion of this individual masterpiece. So, and furthermore, he also always kept his critical guard and he avoided using esoteric metaphors about things such as collective intelligence. His work, and this has been pointed out by others before me, like Timothy Drucker I mentioned, also Georg Schöllhammer, also Reinhard Braun, it remained highly resistant against instrumentalization, either for a boosterist new media discourse, but also for the instrumentalization in the now very strong doctrine of the creative industries. And 2 days ago at the burial, Gerfried Stocker gave a talk very similar to mine, I think, with 80% overlap. And he said something which I think is true, that Robert Adrian was a friend of humanity. But I would like to add, sometimes a friend being a friend of humanity also implies this adversarial role, the critique, the negation, saying no against dominant structures in society in the interest of opening up a path to a better future. So I think that in this sense, Robert Adrian should also be seen as an example, somebody who liked a critical debate and who showed that sometimes this power to negate had to be used in order to attain something better. And I am in this context optimistic that also this aspect of the practice will not die out with Robert Adrian Smith.
Thank you.
Okay, und weil das ja heute nicht so ist, dass wir da irgendwie klatschen und so, nochmal danke fürs Kommen. Danke an alle Beteiligten für ihre Beiträge, auch an die Technik, an die Sezession, an alle Künstler und Künstlerinnen. Und wir gehen jetzt dann in den inoffiziellen Teil des Abends über, trinken ein Glas gemeinsam auf dem Bob. Und am 1. November gibt es noch ein In Memoriam Live-Kunstradio mit Beiträgen von Alien Productions, Rupert Huber, John Rose, Arsenij Jovanovic und sicher noch vielen mehr.